My name's Mike Rowe. And this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
This is a boy.
Very impressive.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
Now, y'all, look for tracks. Look for tracks.
How do I look on the lamp? I'm tired already.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
No one likes to be sterilized.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs.
I only have one word, man. Bleach.
Somebody gives up their underpants to give me a leg up, installing lightning rods on a hot roof.
Oh, yeah. That underwear is handy.
But considering the heights we're working at, extra underwear may come in handy for all sorts of reasons. Then.
We got to dig a 10-foot hole?
Lightning's got to go somewhere.
I'm not. You are.
Why not down a hole? And later.
Right. It's not good to stay up here too long.
No, it isn't.
Can't pass out.
Working in 120 degrees.
I'm just so sick of not having an angle.
Makes me cranky.
Oh, God.
About an hour from the Gulf Coast in Loosedale, Mississippi, you'll find a castle. And like any other medieval fortress, it's almost invulnerable to an attack from below. But what about from above?
Well, there's the sky in southern Mississippi, and there's a castle behind us. And this is Robert, and we're in Loosedale?
Loosedale, Mississippi. Yes, sir.
Are there a lot of castles in Loosedale?
This is the only one I know of, Mike.
Okay. Robert makes his living installing lightning rods.
That's correct.
And that's a lightning rod?
Yes, sir.
Somehow or I imagine they'd be bigger. What's it made of?
It's made of aluminum. Those are 24 inches. And you have to have a 10-inch minimum rod length over what you're trying to protect.
So if your rod is less than 10 inches, what? That's a bad thing?
You're not in the standard.
Oh, it's no good. All right. So in this part of the country, in Mississippi, lightning strikes are fairly common.
Yes, sir.
Lightning's a fairly common thing around the world.
200 strikes per second.
So your business is pretty good?
I stay busy.
Have you seen lightning strike yourself?
Yes, I have.
I don't mean yourself, but I mean, have you personally witnessed lightning?
Yes, I have. When I was about 12 years old, I was out my parents' carport working on my go-kart.
You had a go-kart at 12?
A go-kart, a mini bike, and a motorcycle.
I swear, Dad, I asked you for all three of those things, and all I got was a BB gun that didn't work. Go ahead.
All of a sudden, I heard, and saw the lightning hit a pine tree about 30 feet away from me. And then all of a sudden, these balls about a foot in diameter were floating around, three of them.
You saw ball lightning?
Ball lightning, yes, sir.
Sorry, but I got to tell you something, man. In my pre-show research, I did come across a man reported seeing what only 1% of the population will ever see, the rarest form of lightning called ball lightning. It went right past me, or possibly even through me, into the living room. Then it left the house through a large window where it hit a tree in the backyard. Ball lightning is, quote, scared the pants off, folks.
Scared the fire out of me.
So maybe you're destined to be a lightning guy.
Maybe I was.
How hot is a bolt of lightning?
It's about 50,000 degrees.
It's like hotter than the surface of the sun.
Pretty hot.
How many total 24-inch rods?
I believe there's going to be 17.
All being through a conductor led to grounding rods.
That's correct.
Any special tools I need? Any special gear?
I wear a couple of extra pair of underwear. I don't normally tie off. And, I scoot along the edge there.
So you wear extra underwear?
Yeah, padded.
Just for comfort or just to keep yourself from being burned?
Yeah, just to keep from being burned.
Who wants to give up their underwear? Dan? Troy?
Oh, I'll put mine.
You got the thong? Dave, give me your underwear.
I got to take all this other stuff off. I'm already rigged up.
I can stand here all day, man. It's only getting hotter. I need underpants.
I'm going to hold my camera.
Ryan, go shoot him.
Come on.
No, we don't want to see that. Are these relatively... Dude, what?
What?
I only have one word, man. Bleach. I change your life.
That gray linen.
There we go. That's GQ there.
All right, I'm set. Let's walk away like we're about to work. It's a look.
I think you got Dave excited.
He's like, man, my panties have never looked so good.
The highest point of the 7,500-square-foot castle is 43 feet, which makes it a prime target for lightning strikes in a part of the country that's prone to electrical storms. A direct lightning hit on a house can reduce chimneys to rubble, start fires, fry electrical wire, and destroy appliances, and even injure someone using an appliance.
This is something, Robert.
You're not afraid of heights, are you?
No.
Yeah.
Wits. So I should get hooked up, I can suppose.
Yeah.
That is a pretty steep roof, now that I think about it.
It's 10-on-12 roof pitch.
10-on-12?
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean? To 12 degrees, sort of?
No. 10 feet of rise for every 12 feet of length across.
This goes here?
Yep.
You know, just so that, you know, give it about 10 feet of slack just in case you drop it. That tool belt's not really designed for carrying tools.
Did you just say the tool belt's not designed for carrying tools?
I don't normally use a tool belt, Mike.
Why do I have this tool belt?
I just carry that crap up there myself. I stick it all in my pockets. But you can't do that with your safety equipment on. Can't get to your pockets.
I realize that. So, plus, account of my extra underpants covering my pockets, I'm hobbled.
You got a better idea?
I've got a whole list of ideas. I don't know they're better. But I'm not sure about wrapping this around my neck.
Wrapped around something.
I've got a limited number of appendages.
Yeah, we got these things right here. These
What's
D-rings.
That?
These D-rings. You're not going to use these, are you?
No, I've got no plans to use those.
I wouldn't stick the drill in there because if the trigger depresses, it's going to start spinning. I might wrap your underwear up.
Yeah, I don't want to see Dave's underpants get wrapped up in a drill.
Yeah, I'll carry the tools up there. You carry the lighting.
There you go. Me first or you first?
I'll go first.
All right, I'll follow you.
All right.
You follow me.
Yeah, this thing's pretty springy. A whole bunch springy. Kind of scaring me.
Scaling the castle walls.
With the help of my fancy head camera, you, the viewer, can share my terror climbing a ladder that feels like it's made of rubber bands.
Especially exciting with people dumping hot tar on you and shooting arrows. But this is fairly exciting. Troy made us all safe here. Now, you normally wouldn't deal with all this stuff.
No. No.
Yesterday, Troy and the crew climbed up on the roof to rig up an elaborate set of safety ropes for us to use on the shoot day. Troy brought all his mountain climbing skills to the task, which was scoffed at by some and completely ignored by Robert. In fact, most of the crew ignored it, including Troy. Finally, it was time for Troy to test the rig. The ultimate test, of course, being the Barsky horrific fear of heights test. Then, ropes were tossed down to be firmly attached to our vehicles this morning. The whole process received a patronizing endorsement from our snickering host.
At that point, you go, safety first, man, safety first.
So if one person falls...
Yes.
Will he drag the rest of us with him?
No.
So the worst you can fall is the length of the rope that's tied to you to this?
Correct.
Okay.
Back to the job at hand. Everyone's waiting for a terrified Barsky to climb the wobbly trick ladder, which is cinching up every orifice in his body.
Cut through.
Very nice.
Considering the shocking inadequacy of the ladder, it's remarkable the whole crew made it up in one piece.
This is your primary safety line. There's plenty of ropes to tie into. Don't tie into the purple rope, because the purple rope is slack, and it's not working right now. This is going to be annoying until you actually get out to where you're going to be doing your work.
It's annoying now.
Because you got this big thing.
The safety lines have been carefully tested for one person at a time. Let's see what happens when the whole crew's hooked up.
Right.
Well, the first thing we need to do is we'll let you go to the near end.
All right.
You're going to pull the tag measure out, and I'm going to pull it to the other side, and you're not reading.
Okay. So we want to be as safe as we can, but you couldn't function, right? doing this.
No, it slows you down to nothing, to a snail's pace.
I know.
But it's good to be safe. I have fallen off the roof.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get hurt?
Twice. And the second time, it kind of hurt a little bit.
What happened? Did you break anything?
No, I didn't break anything.
Well, that's good.
I fell about 22 feet.
That's, you fall 22 feet, don't break anything. That's good. It is a unique relationship we have with safety. It really is. FYI, Dan, your foot, your left foot is maybe an inch from the thing there. Well, dude, that is hard to watch. Ramini.
Yeah, that's where the underwear come in handy.
Right there.
Don't wait, why are you moving?
Good job.
Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me, I'm concentrating.
This part of my language.
How long would it take you to do this job if we weren't here?
Probably, you know, 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to turn a 15-minute job in 8 hours.
Coming up.
Doesn't make sense.
When you can't figure out what you're doing.
I don't get it.
Communication is critical.
Go ahead and level it out.
I think he said,
And later.
You're going to operate a jackhammer from a ladder?
I destroy my back. But gain 2 inches in arm length.
Okay.
Found this online. This is a lightning trivia test. I not only have the questions and the correct answers, I also have the percentage of people who got the answers right. Would you like to play? Sure you would. What's that, Dave? Want to play a little lightning trivia? Come on over. This looks great. Dave loves knowledge. He can't refuse a challenge. We'll call this the lightning round. Honestly, you can't script that sort of thing. Lightning kills an average of 50 people per year in the United States. True or false?
50 people per year. I think that's false.
You're correct. Lightning actually kills an average of 73 people per year in the United States. 35% of the people answered that correctly, so you're doing very well.
I was going to actually take the under. I thought it'd be less.
No. No, 73 people per year.
Besides falling, becoming permanently bow-legged is the biggest hazard with walking on a roof.
Oh, yeah, that underwear is handy. So you want me to take the...
Yes, sir. Got it.
Got it.
The distance between lightning rods is based on their height. We need to take a measurement so these particular rods will be no further than 25 feet apart.
Dave, I'm going to try not to unhook yours.
Thanks.
To the tip?
Yeah,
to the tip over there.
All right, let me have it.
So, two up here or three then?
Two. It's really starting to get a little warm, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does get a little warm.
Okay.
A lot of things have burned my butt, but nothing like a roof. It can get up to 150 degrees.
I'm gonna drill us a hole. Let's live right in here. So while you're drilling, you just want to keep it at an angle even with the roof pitch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something like this.
All right.
You got your lightning rod on you?
I believe I do.
Okay. All right. I'll show you how to do this one. And then you can do the next one. I'll just take a little bit of this caulk and do the same thing to the bottom side of the neoprene washer.
Mm-hmm.
Stick it in the hole.
All
right. We can just lay this just like that. Only run a little bit of sealant right here on top of the nut where it meets the washer.
Right. All right.
That's it.
Well, that's pretty simple.
On to number two.
You drill a hole and stick the rod in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do it again approximately 24 feet that way.
That's correct.
And then into the attic?
Yeah, sure.
So we've measured it right to here.
Right in there. There we go. We got a whole bunch on there.
Good enough?
Oh, yeah, that's plenty. All right, and the next thing, I need to go up underneath and put the nut on there.
So all I have to do when you tighten that on this end is point this straight up and tighten this.
And use your level.
So like I would do this, look for that little bubble there.
Then move 45 degrees and do it this way, right here. That way it's leveled that way and this way.
All right, I'll give it a shot. You can come up and check my work when you're done.
Okay, great.
Hey, Robert, am I going to be able to hear you? You'll be using your outside voice, right?
Just bang on the roof when the washer, the neoprene washer, extends to the edge of the stainless steel washer.
All right.
Kind of warm up here, isn't it?
I didn't understand the purpose of his second measurement, to tell you the truth. Didn't make any sense to me. I mean, like that, I get. It's straight up and down. Okay, he's definitely tightening on that end.
Feel the tightening.
That ought to be pretty close to it, Mike. How's that look?
Seems like it could be tighter.
Tighter, okay.
Now, I suspect I'm doing the right thing by just holding the rod as he tightens it. I don't know.
How's that look right there?
Yeah, that feels pretty good. I don't really know.
Go ahead and level it off.
You bet, Jim. Didn't hear a word that time. I can barely hear the guy when he's right next to me. The odds of me hearing him through a roof, kind of impossible.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and set this ladder up over here.
This is the magnetic side of the level. I know you use that. And there is even. He measured it another way, though. He wanted it, what, like that? Doesn't make sense. I don't get it. And why is it important that the lightning rod be perfectly straight? You know, a 50,000 degree piece of lightning arcing out of a thunderhead is not going to care too much whether it's one way or with another. Maybe it's purely an aesthetic reason, you know? All I know is when I take this level and I put it right here, that's plumb. I mean, this is the only other direction. And if I look at that, but that's insane. So we'll now go to the other end of the roof, where I assume, but can't be sure, that Robert is waiting. I can only assume is on his way to this area right here, immediately underneath me. Ah. How's it going, Robert?
I know it's hot up there, isn't it?
I think he said wah-hum-hum-wah.
On average, the Earth experiences nearly 1.4 billion lightning flashes every year. That's an average of 44 flashes every second. 35 million of those flashes strike the ground.
A single lightning strike can kill several people who are in physical contact with one another or in close enough range that the strike can spread out over the ground, true or false?
I think that's true.
You're correct. This is especially dangerous at sporting events. This could include spectators sitting on the same bleacher seat or football players in a huddle. 88% of the people got that right. So, again, you're in good company.
Has that happened?
Has what happened?
I mean, they say it can happen, but has it happened? Like, is there documenting, like, what football team got electrocuted?
This isn't how the game is played. I ask questions, and I provide corroboration on the answer. I don't have, this is not a deep dive into the Internet.
Alex Trebek, you're not.
No, actually, I am.
No, he provide more.
It's all on the back of his cards. He doesn't know anything at all.
He doesn't know anything.
He's also provided with cards with more information. I don't have that.
somewhere below me, it sounds like Robert's talking, but I can't make heads or tails of it.
How's that spare pair of underwear doing you, Mike?
I say keep on tightening that thing.
The rod's alive, I tell you. Alive.
That good?
A little more.
A little more.
That's pretty good.
Is that good, Mike?
Sure.
Maybe it is, maybe it's not. I don't know. That's pretty close. All right, so once again, it's level there, but I don't know how to know if it's level anywhere else. But it looks pretty daggone straight to me. So, at a glance, does it look all right?
No, it's a little off, Mike.
I was confused by the level. If I do this...
No. Actually, line up this way first. Okay, if you take your wrench and spin this clockwise just a little bit and watch your little bubble there, you see where it... too far, right in there. Right in there is good. Okay, and then this way... Pretty close.
So that way you're just moving the whole thing, but this way you were moving the wrench.
So it's level all the way around the whole lightning rod. Perfectly level.
All right.
Have you tightened this up yet?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Piece of cake. Yeah, I should have worn my gloves up here. This roof's getting pretty hot.
Maybe Dave's got a pair he can lend you.
Yeah. I see a problem with this one. The lightning rod is loose.
So what am I doing?
So you're going to hold this stainless steel rod.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can do it together, can't we?
Yeah, sure.
Twist it. Okay. Yeah, that's
like
good.
That.
That's good. It's still off a little way. All right. Yeah, whoa. Right there. Right there looks good.
Now let me ask you something. What difference does it make if these things are perfectly level?
I don't know. I guess I'm a perfectionist.
I mean,
it just looks good.
It's just more aesthetic. I mean, lightning doesn't care, right?
No, lightning doesn't care.
Yeah. I mean, I realize the electricity is attracted to it, but...
Well, lightning, you know, when it actually comes from the ground up, it forms what's called a leader. It comes off of here, and it's actually like a piece of wire from here to the cloud. And once it makes it up to the cloud from the ground... Then it forms that path and comes down and hits this. The bolt is actually only about an inch, something like that,
right.
Diameter. And it hits the tip of the rod.
All right, so now what?
We have to run the wire from where our ground light rod location is. We're going to make a loop. We're going to come up this wall, come up this ridge of the roof, interconnect it with the lightning rods.
So are we coming back up here?
Nope, we're done.
Man, am I confused. All right.
Perhaps if I hadn't been here to help today, the required 17 rods in the roof would be there. Thanks to me, we did too.
All right, back down here on solid ground at last. That was exciting up there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I learned a whole bunch.
That's great.
This is your son.
Yes.
And his name's Daniel?
Daniel.
Mike.
Daniel.
It's good to meet you. You brought him along because you're tired of working.
He's a ground rod expert.
Ground rod. What is involved, Daniel? We're going to dig a hole, obviously.
We're going to dig a trench coming off of the... wall to a hole where you're going to place the ground rod.
And what's a ground rod look like?
It'll be that big, long copper rod behind you.
This is a ground rod?
Yes, sir.
All right. And to save some time, the walls are already sort of wired with what?
It's wired with the copper wire that we're going to tie onto the ground rod with the ground rod clamp.
I'm not an expert. Is this the ground rod clamp?
Yes, it is.
All right, so this is going to clamp onto the ground rod. The ground rod's going to go into the hole.
It's going to clamp the ground rod with the copper wire.
Where's the copper wire?
It is behind the air vent.
We have copper wire. Oh! Nice action, Dave. So, why don't you tell me what happens rather than me just guessing, because this is only a half-hour segment.
You'd fit the wire... opposite to the bolts,
uh-huh.
And then you would place the ground rod there, so that way the bolts are touching the ground rod.
How much of this rod needs to be underground?
All of it.
Wait, we got to dig a 10-foot hole?
It's a 2-foot hole, and we're just going to used a jackhammer to...
Oh, and then just pound it in.
Yes.
Well, that's a relief. I thought we were going to dig a 10-foot hole this wide. I'm so we're going to be here a very long time. How old are you, Daniel?
I'm 18.
You finished with high school?
Just recently finished.
Congratulations. What's next, you know?
The University of Alabama.
What are you studying?
Chemical and biological engineering.
But today we're digging a hole.
Today we're digging a hole.
Some days are better than others.
Coming up, in a Dirty Jobs first, instead of our perspective on dirt.
This is Troy, if you'd interested before, he has many little cameras.
We get the dirt's perspective on us.
Where else would you see a shot like this? I mean, seriously.
If you're in the mountains and lightning begins to strike you, seems funny. You should quickly get below the tree line and get into a grove of small trees. If you live, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there's higher trees, the smaller trees, yeah. I mean, I'd do that.
So you'd say true?
Yeah.
That's correct. Make absolutely sure that you're not standing next to a tall tree when you're in the mountains. If you're standing next to a tall tree, you're more likely to get struck by lightning than if you are in a group of small trees. But ideally, the trees should be taller than you, no matter what their size.
You ever been to the sequoias?
Yes.
The second largest sequoia, Washington tree, was struck by lightning. No longer the second tallest. Went there once, saw it was beautiful, then I came back 2 years later, it was gone.
This is not germane to the game.
It's more information.
It's interesting, but it's not really going toward your score. All right, do that.
Chemical engineering, you said?
Yes, sir.
How come?
I just like chemistry.
You're going to Alabama? And it's close to home.
Yeah.
What the heck is this?
I think we just unearthed something. I think it's the hoof of a plastic deer.
Might be.
Now, is anybody in the family going to carry on the tradition?
I don't know.
Well, we'll see how that chemical engineering thing goes.
Yeah. So I think we're deep enough. Let's widen out the hole a little.
Widen the hole?
Yes.
We're going to put one end in here. This is Troy, if you'd interested before. He has many little cameras. What do you think?
Now we're going to place the ground rod in.
All right. You going to operate a jackhammer from a ladder?
I'm not. You are.
Pain in the neck. Not a step. Good.
Thank you.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Ground rods need to be deep enough to safely dissipate the electrical charge when lightning strikes.
Okay.
That's as far as I can do it.
You want the ground rod to be down so that 7 inches is sticking up from the bottom of that hole.
You're suggesting then that we widen this?
Dig the hole out.
You're gonna like that.
I think it's good.
Now, I would guess we take that copper cable and tie it to it somehow, don't we?
That's where we're going to need that half-inch wrench to...
Any idea where that might be?
Somewhere.
Journey with me as I search for a half-inch wrench. I took off a tool belt, and I put it right there. Now, somebody's moved my tool belt. Probably somebody in my crew. You don't have a half-inch wrench on you, do you?
The king of the castle just happened to be in.
Perfect. I'll bring it back cleaner than I got it.
He granted me a half-inch wrench.
It's going to go straight through like that.
I got you.
I'm going to put the end with the bolts to the ground rod.
Got it. Let's just slip it straight on like
just
that.
Slip it straight on.
Where else would you see a shot like this? I mean, seriously.
You're going to tighten the bolts onto it so you hear it squeak.
Hear what squeak? Barsky or the bolt?
I guess either.
Well, can't even get it on there.
You hear that?
It sure squeak.
It's squeaking.
The grounding rod has a special weave that keeps it and the walls it runs through cool during a lightning strike. The tip of the lightning rod takes all the heat, actually melting a little bit every time a bolt hits it.
All right, so we've got the copper attached to the ground rod and the ground rod buried. But what we don't have is we don't have the attachment in the attic going up to the rods themselves. So I'm going to go do that. Good luck in college.
I guess good luck forever.
Good luck forever. Okay.
Coming up.
Oh, my God. Why is it going backwards, Robert?
In an attic that's like being in hell.
You hit the button, man.
I didn't hit that button.
I feel an evil force come over me.
The devil hit that button.
Telephone lines are extremely dangerous in a lightning storm. True or false?
No, they're fine.
The answer is true. Mm-hmm. Very dangerous. Along with phone lines, you should stay away from televisions, electrical outlets, and showers or baths until the storm has passed. 85% of the people got that right, so this is surprising. Not just that you're wrong, but that so many others were correct.
Yeah, it is surprising.
It is surprising. Feels like an attic?
Yes, sir. Nice and warm.
So, what's the plan?
Well, we're going to go ahead and pull this wire, Mike, and pull it downstairs and meet our copper conductor where you just drove the ground rod. And this is the main loop conductor.
Oh, that...
It's aluminum.
At what point does that aluminum wire become the copper?
It'll be down there on the first floor. The copper's fine in the ground. Aluminum can't be.
Be anywhere near the ground.
That's correct.
All right. So what can I do?
Well, you're going to grab the wire here.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and pull this wire, and I'll keep it coming off to you. Let's put it up above right here, Mike. Yeah, right
this
above
guy.
That. Yeah. You can actually just see it right through here. There, Mike.
It goes all the way to the first floor, right?
Yeah. All right. That looks good.
All right.
Should have plenty of wire down there.
Warm in the attic.
The aluminum wire has to be fed all the way down the wall to ultimately connect with the copper wire on the first floor that's connected to the ground rod.
Ground level.
We're going to need to probably get a ladder.
That's up by the attic. Troy, I'm going to go get the ladder. You want to come with me? I think it's going to be great.
Maybe it's just me, but there seems to be a lot of time spent getting things we might have gotten in preparation for the job at hand.
Oh, whoa. Let me see. Okay.
We want to stick it on the copper wire first.
It's going to go on this side?
Yes, sir. Slip it in that hole a little more. We're going to get it good and tight.
Is it critical that these two go in there? Is that? That's a shame. I'd like to cut those off. So each one of these little individual strands in here is relevant. Here, you want to use this? Smash these together sometime? Yeah. There we go. That's done. There's our wire. Now we're going all the way up there, right?
We're going to run the cable up the side of the beam right there.
Clamping it off as we go.
Yeah, every 3 feet.
That's a lot more clamps.
It's not good to stay up here too long.
No, it isn't.
You can't pass out.
With temperatures approaching 130 degrees in the attic, taking a short break to prevent a massive heat stroke seemed like a good thing to do.
How's that look? Sporty?
It's no slack. Dap. Dap.
Oh, my God. Why is it going backwards, Robert? What the hell?
You hit the button, man.
I didn't hit that button. The devil hit that button. Yes! I'm right on the verge of saying some terrible words.
Is it really tough?
Yeah, well, look, I just got no angle. I'm just so sick of not having an angle.
Why don't you flip it up and stick it in the 2x4, then? On the bottom of the 2x4.
You mean this guy?
Yeah, Luke.
I have to redo the ladder. I don't know what they're paying you, but whatever it is, you should get a raise, man.
Coming up.
Let me go get you another wrench, Mike.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Robert takes a hike.
What if he just left?
A long hike.
I would. Honestly, if I were him, I'd just leave.
Lightning strike survivors often have difficulty with short-term memory. True or false?
I don't recall.
The funny thing is, you should... Could you repeat the question? Lightning strike survivors often have difficulty with short-term memory. True or false?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Funny. The answer is true. They also have problems with coding new information.
I used to know that.
Accessing old information, multitasking, distractibility, irritability, and experience personality change. How many times have you been struck, honestly?
I've been struck about 2 minutes
ago. Countless. Countless.
All right, so I can reach the bolt. This screws up on the bottom.
After you put the nut on the threaded rod. All right, take the other part, the top plate.
Yes.
Slide that on, then the washer, then the nut.
It just slides right on. It doesn't screw on.
Yeah, right.
All right. Just almost seems impossible. Oh, come on. Come on, you. Yes.
Good. All right, reach down and grab this short piece of wire.
Okay.
All right. The other connector has a slot that goes in there. You need to get those two lined up.
Do I put this in between them before I line them up?
Line them up first. Just slide it right in that little hole right there, Mike.
Like that?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, sure. Okay, it's okay to tighten, though?
Yeah, just hold the connector and hold it still and then tighten your...
Oh, that's not going to happen. That's impossible.
Need another wrench?
I need another hand. I need the light. I need another body. I need another brain. Aside from that, I'm perfectly equipped for this job. I can't even begin to reach it.
Let me go get you another wrench, Mike.
All right.
I'll be right back.
The castle's kicking my ass.
I don't know where exactly the wrench was that Robert needed. Maybe in town.
What if he just left? I would. Honestly, if I were him, I'd just leave. Okay. So, Robert.
Yes.
Let me ask you something. The next thing to do is to attach our wire to that other wire?
With this T. Over here.
Okay, I'm getting angry because I don't know what I'm doing. Is there a way to get this? This nail's been sliding through my vertebrae for the last, I don't know, seems like a long time. Okay. Now.
6 to 7 inches up.
I hear you, but I just don't know. I just don't know what that means. Six
you
to
need
seven.
To slide your clamp.
Yeah.
Back the other way.
What way?
Back towards your other loop fastener. 6 to 7 inches up from that other hole. Stick that.
Yeah.
Onto the main conductor.
This.
No, around the other way.
The bolts are now facing away from me.
You need to keep that wire straight. It's going to be going through these other beams right here. The top of the T, you got to slide on the main conductor first.
That's going to go like that.
But you got to flip it around.
Yeah.
180 degrees so the bolts are facing you.
All right, now I got it.
Slide it on the main conductor first.
You should have a socket in your tool pouch that fits that bolt.
I don't know where that went, man. I really don't. Is this the best tool for the job?
Socket wrench is.
Ma'am, is there any way a socket wrench could materialize?
Can we use a socket wrench?
Yeah, that'd be super.
You have to adjust it.
Oh, of course.
Well.
No, I'll do that up here.
Okay.
Dear Lord, please help me do this. Yeah, it doesn't. Ah, it's probably going the wrong way. Oh, my God, this is turning into the most, really serious, one of the most miserable jobs we've done. Who's with me? Gentlemen, anyone alive? How tight do you want this, Robert? That looks pretty tight. Yeah. I got to be honest with you.
Pretty damn tight.
Now, what about the rest of all this?
Oh, that's going to run over to the next
one. Oh.
Warmed enough, huh? You're going to leave that up to me, huh? OB for you.
This is what we call the big goodbye. By the end of the day, and I say this because we won't be here to bear witness, but that wire is going to stretch all the way across, and you're going to hook it up again with another T-thing.
Correct.
Run it down again the far side of the house.
That's right.
Loop it back and attach it to the same copper wire that's now attached to the ground.
To the new copper wire.
I want to thank you for your hospitality, for your knowledge, for what you do. You know, all that lightning flying around.
It's been real.
I'll leave you to it. I'll let myself out of the castle.
Thank you, sir.
If there were a moat right now, I'd throw myself in it.
For dead.
Goodbye, Robert.
Goodbye.
Did you hear the one about the guy that went to jail? He's a fugitive now. See, what happened was he watched Dirty Jobs for over 5 years and never once went to discovery.com/dirty jobs to suggest a dirty job. All right, I'm kidding. But look, it's not against the law to not go to discovery.com/dirty jobs. It's just, well, it's bad manners, you know? I mean, if you watch the show, and if you've watched this long, you realize we depend entirely upon you guys for suggestions. So at the risk of going to jail, please go to discovery.com/dirty jobs and give us an idea. It's easy. It's as easy as going to the refrigerator and getting a cold drink. And that's so easy, even a dog could do it. Isn't that right, Roxy? Roxy, cold beer. Go. Go. Cold beer. Go. Cold beer. Go get it. Hangs on every word. So simple. Discovery.com/dirty jobs. Come on. Look at you. Come on up here. You are such a good dog. Come on. Discovery.com/dirty jobs. You want to sip?
You got one question wrong, but colossally wrong.
But there's no bell curve on one single question. It's not weighted higher than the others. I mean, that's just silly to even say.
I'm sorry, you missed one.
But there was no point or dollar value attached to any of them.
Well, I'm going to pay you for your time. And you might be interested to know how that's going to break down, true or false.
Yeah, I'm all into that.
Sorry, the answer is false. There will be no money. But thanks for playing anyhow. We should really think about shooting a show.